We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on Shem Repsoim Hashem. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvas Be'er Moshe from the Debre Tzin Rav, Chelik Vav, Simen Kuf Samach, Ois Tes. He discusses the issue of smoking. He says, since the doctors have all agreed that smoking is extremely dangerous to one's health and it could cause serious diseases, we're obligated to warn everyone not to be concerned and not smoke. And he himself raises the issue that we discussed in a previous year, the Ramosha, in Shalos Tshuvas Yerodeya, Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Tes, quotes, and obviously was concerned with that we saw that Tzadikim and Rabbonim from previous generations did smoke. He says, we can't bring a raya from what happened. He says, number one, the world has changed, and people were stronger. He says, not only were people stronger, but we live in a world, he says, that has a lot of pollution. And it's hard enough for people to breathe the air, given all the pollution and dirt that find their way into the air that we breathe. To take that and add another strain to our lungs by smoking, that is something that our lung cannot withstand. And therefore, it's usur, it's prohibited for anybody to smoke, unless there's a situation where a doctor told him that he should smoke, as unlikely as that would be. And he goes on to say that not only is there an usur to do it, but he also goes on to say that we are obligated to warn anyone who smokes about the terrible effects that smoking can cause. There's a very similar tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Tezvov, Simen Lamates. Where obviously this tshuva was written to a doctor in response to a paper that this doctor presented to the Tzitz Eliezer showing the terrible effects of smoking and how hundreds of thousands of people, Rachman al Tzlon, have passed away because of smoking. And he says, as we've been discussing, even though Al Gemara says, "V'hidnu d'dosh barabim," now that people have become accustomed to doing something, we could rely on Shomer P'soim Hashem. He says, you could only rely on that when there isn't clear medical evidence indicating that it's not an issue. But now that it's been proven without any question the dangerous effects that smoking causes, and that's why he says we know that on every pack of cigarettes there's a warning not to smoke and the terrible effects that smoking could cause. He says that on such a situation we can't apply the concept of Shomer P'soim Hashem. And it's interesting, he points out, that the last sif of Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat, Simen Tuf Chav Zayin Simf Tes is, Kolav Oiva Advarim Elu, Ukiyotz Behem, whoever violates one of these things, Vayim Arenim Sakim Batzmi, I'll put myself into danger. Uma Lachem Aloi Bikach, why could anybody have any complaint on me, or any makbid dekach, or I don't care,
Maknoi soy makis marzus. One has no right to say, I don't care. Vanizim him, on the contrary, somebody who's careful, tov olav birchas hatoif, will have birchas hatoif. And if one looks in the Be'er HaGoyla over there, Chayshe Mishpat, he says a very clear explanation why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to watch ourselves. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world that we should recognize his greatness and do it avodas Hashem by doing mitzvahs and learning Torah. As the Pasuk says, he says, if somebody does something that puts his life into danger, is doing just the opposite of the intention of Hashem in the creation of the world. So doing anything that would chas v'shalom cause one to be sick or not well is going contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire. And therefore he also goes on to say that since it's been proven that even passive smoking is dangerous, therefore there is no question, he says, that if anybody, even if it's just one individual, finds himself in a place where there are people smoking, he has the right and the obligation to demand that they stop smoking, and they have to follow what he says. He says there is no concept here of a chazaka, that people could claim we have a chazaka that we smoke here. And there is no chazaka. There is no previous facts. He says, on the contrary, anybody has the right to protest and stop anybody stopping. And even, he says, if a person till now allowed people around him to smoke, and now he decides that he doesn't want to, he says he has every right to stop it. He says, if a person says, now I'm more concerned, he has a right to say, even though I wasn't concerned previously, I'm concerned now. And therefore, he concludes that tshuva by saying, Yeshmokum l'esen ha'isha api din Torah. This discussion leads itself to another discussion, which both the Tzitz Eliezer and the Debre Tzina Rav have. The Tzitz Eliezer has this discussion in Chelek Tezvov, Simen Mem Dalet. We learned in our Masechta on Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Tan Rabbonim, Ha'oyev Eshchenov, somebody who loves his neighbors, B'makarvis Kroivov, and he treats his relatives nicely, V'anoisi Es Bas Achoysoi, and he marries his sister's daughter, Olav Akosov Oimer, regarding such a person, the Pasuk says, Oz Yikra Vashem Yana. There's a discussion in the Rishonim if it means specifically a niece, a daughter's daughter, a sister's daughter, even a brother's daughter. And the Mefarshim explain why is there a issue to marry a niece. They give many explanations. First of all, there's an obligation of Besarcha Al Tesalim. The Besarcha Al Tesalim teaches us that we have to worry about our relatives. So by marrying a niece, besides that we fulfilled, as we discussed, the great mitzvah, Pruruvu, we've also fulfilled the mitzvah of being concerned of our relatives. Another explanation that the Miri gives is that whenever a man and a woman, husband and wife, come together, they need to learn how to live it together and love each other. Certainly, if there's a natural affection because they are relatives already, that makes it easier to have a successful marriage. And in fact, he quotes a Rabbeinu Bechaya that he says that when Avram Avinu told Eliezer, Ashloi tikach isha lebni bebenois haknani, he was teaching us, we're learning from here, that one should marry one's relatives. But now he says that there's been many medical, there's been much medical evidence provided that marrying a close relative could cause problems with the children. He mentions that the children of close relatives who married each other have a greater rate of Rachman Otzlan going blind. And therefore he says, what should one do? So he says that the one that really was the first one to be concerned about this is Rav Yehuda HaChassid. Rav Yehuda HaChassid says that one should not marry his niece, his brother's daughter or his sister's daughter. And he in fact quotes that there are those, and the Noid of Yehuda right away asks a question on the Sefer Chassidim. How could the Sefer Chassidim say so when we learned explicitly in our Gemara, Daf Samach Gimel, that one should marry a niece? So he already quotes earlier Sforim that prove, that discussed that there's a sakana involved in marrying a close relative. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was concerned about it. There are others that say that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid only wrote his tzava for his descendants. And he saw, beruach kotshoi, that his descendants would not be successful in a marriage of close relatives. But that doesn't mean he meant others. But the Tzitz Eliezer goes on to quote the Divrei Chaim in Chelek Aleph of Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Chaim, Chelek Aleph Evan Ezer Simen Ches, that says that there is no question. He says, indeed, the Gemara is very clear. The Gemara is very clear that one should marry a niece, a sister's daughter. But he explains that even though the Gemara is clear that one should marry a niece, he says that that is only when they got married with the proper kavanah l'shem shemayim. And it's most appropriate that this concept is discussed here where we're learning Masechta Yevamos. Because as we already learned at the beginning of the Masechta, everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Yibum is more preferential than the mitzvah of Chalitza. But yet the Gemara says that the earlier generations, where their kavana was l'shem shemayim, they were able to do Yibum. Our kavana is not l'shem shemayim, and therefore we should do Chalitza. So Divrei Chaim takes a very similar approach to the issue of marrying a niece. He says, in a situation where one is getting married, and he could indeed be certain that his kavana is completely l'shem shemayim, there maybe he should marry a niece. But he can marry a niece. But now, just like we can't do yibum because we can't be sure that our intention is l'shem shemayim, so too is the issue of getting married to the close relatives. But on the other hand, that Tzitz Eliezer says himself, that our Gemara is very clear, one can marry a niece. Therefore, what he says is that if someone is going to get married, they should be told the medical issues that come up with marrying close relatives. If the person still is prepared to marry that individual, then we have no right to stop him. It's an explicit Gemara that they're allowed to get married. But the right thing to do is, we can't stop them, but the right thing to do is to at least warn them. And the exact same approach that the Tzitz Eliezer takes regarding the marriage of close relatives, so too does the Debrecina Rav take, and Shalos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelik Vav, Simen, Kufn, and Tes. He takes the exact same approach, that we could only be certain, we can't be certain that this is will be successful by people who can't be sure that their marriage is purely b'shem shemayim. And he himself asked the question, even though we do see there were tzaddikim in previous generation, in our generation, that did allow their children and themselves to get married to close relatives, he says we can't ask such questions. We can't ask such questions. They maybe had kavan l'shem shemayim, but he says he doesn't recommend that such marriages take place. Going back to the shaila of smoking, there's another tshuva from the Ber Moshe in Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach, where the question that's asked is if one's father requests of him to give him a cigarette or to give him any food that is dangerous for the father. So now this person is faced with a real dilemma. He says, on one hand, there's a chiyuv of kibud av ein. On the other hand, how could you give somebody something that's dangerous for him? He says that if the father is asking for something which is dangerous, he has no right to give it to the father. He says, if the father asks him to give him a cigarette, he should not give it to his father. He says the only thing he's not quite sure of is, does he have a right to hide the cigarettes that his father has at home? There's also a very interesting point, taking this a step further, how even though when we do a mitzvah, there's a concept of Shomer Psoim Hashem, as we learn in our Gemara, still how Chazal taught us, that how our Gedolim taught us, we should do a mitzvah in a way that could that will be least dangerous. The Michas Yitzchak in a tshuva in Chelik Tes Simet Tzadik Dalet, and he has a similar tshuva a little longer in Chelik Gimel Simet Peches, quotes a letter, fascinating. He quotes a letter that was written by Rabbi Akiva Eiger to the president, to the governor of the city of Posen, where he was the Rav, that they were going to build a new mikvah, and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes him that not only does he want to build this mikvah, that it should meet all the requirements of the halacha, he also says that he wants the mikvah to meet all levels of hygiene, that the mikveh should be as perfectly healthy as possible. And in that tshuva in Chel Gimel, the Michas Yitzchak elaborates, and Michas Yitzchak says that even if people don't, not everybody is makbid to have such a beautiful mikveh, but there are enough people that will only go to the mikveh if they know that the mikveh is on the highest level of hygiene. And that's why we are obligated to build mikvehs in that fashion. I also saw an interesting tshuva from Rabbi Avadya Yosef in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yichav Das, Chelik Vav, Simen Lamed Gimel. The issue that's discussed in that tshuva is an issue that we've discussed in previous shurim. Is one obligated to eat meat on Yontif to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? Could one fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with poultry? So he says very clearly that even if you hold that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is with animal meat, he says somebody who has a problem, a health issue, that he's not supposed to eat animal meat, such a person certainly should only eat poultry, and with the poultry he can fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So again, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, but as much as there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif does not change the halacha, that the halacha is that one has to be concerned about his health, and he can't say Shomer P'soim Hashem and with that feel that he could do whatever he wants. And actually, the Paiskim point out that not only, as we have been discussing in our shiurim, that you can't just use this concept of Shomer P'soim Hashem indiscriminately, there's more of a concern, say the Paiskim, by a Talmud Chacham, because someone who really doesn't know all the facts, so he's a Pesi. On him we could say Shomer P'soim Hashem. But someone who is a Talmud Chacham and knows all of the issues involved in different areas of halacha, and that's why I saw two tshuvas in the Yabia Omer. One is in Chelik Beis Yerdei Simen Zayin. The other one is in Chelik Gimel Yerdei Simen Zayin, with different issues that are raised by Chazal and different Gemaras that are considered a sakana. And the question that Rabbi Avadi Yosef discusses in those tshuvas is, does one need to be concerned about those various issues that are raised in the Gemaras? He says, absolutely, one has to be concerned. Yes, he says, one can make perhaps an argument that Nishtanu Ativin, the world has changed, all sorts of Aterim, but that's not what the Gemara says. So obviously, someone who's a Talmud Chacham and is aware of what is taught to us in those Gemaras needs to be so much more concerned and follow what Chazal taught us, and can't just say Shomer P'soim Hashem. On the contrary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be healthy, as we quoted the Baruch Goyle earlier, that we could be able to do avoidus, His avoidus Hashem, gesundheit.